address, you know, that...
Because we're still posting, I mean, the warrant wasn't done yet, but as I explained, we felt it was serious enough of a situation, and we learned from the past.
Yeah.
That it's better to post it and just keep working on it online.
Yeah.
We had to pick a title to start with.
Yeah, sure,
and if we picked another title now, it would be different.
What would it be?
Oh, it probably changes by the week.
Right, okay.
What happened on 9/11 involved directed energy weapons?
Right, right.
First it was bathtub and the WTC.
Yes.
That's how it started out.
Yeah, right.
But I was starting to change it to energy weapons from beam weapon, but then I realized how many people were Googling beam weapon to get there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was beam weapon, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well,
okay.
You probably hit on the Star Trek, type of sites first or something. I don't know what pops up in the...
Did you know where the name Star Wars came from?
No, I don't.
It's sort of, without accusing anybody, it sort of points towards where this was developed, Star Wars program. What do you think they developed in the Star Wars program?
Well, I mean, you know, it's the SDI program, you know, was developed, you know, just to try to disable weapons, and they had come up with quite a few scenarios, and one of them was like directed beam, to actually like, you know, for the ICBMs, my understanding is that they try to burn through the side of a rocket.
What was the sun that they wanted to disintegrate into outer space? Just to be able to, as it said, the highest point, just to go to make it go poof in the outer atmosphere.
The stuff that I read is that, you know, you try to disable the actual. Are we set yet?
Yes.
Are we rolling?
I just figured to let go. Yeah.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. All right. All right. So, you want to just go ahead and just let
you
me introduce
start?
You? Okay. I'm speaking today with Dr. Judy Wood. She received her B.S. in Civil Engineering in 1981, M.S. in Engineering Mechanics in 83, and Ph.D. in Materials Engineering Science in 1992 from the Department of Engineering Science and Mechanics at Virginia Polytech Institute and State University in Blacksburg, Virginia. From 1999 to 2006, Dr. Wood has been an associate professor in Mechanical Engineering Department at Clemson University, South Carolina. Among other skills, she is an expert in the use of Moray interferometry, a full-field optical method that is used in stress analysis. And I wish to extend my thanks to Dr. Judy Wood for taking time out of her schedule for this interview. And on behalf of our ragtag band called DC 9/11 Truth, I welcome you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right, I guess the first question is you have come up with some ideas regarding space-based weapons and the demolition of the World Trade Center towers, and I was wondering if you could give like an overview of the proposed types of weapons that could be used for such a thing.
We haven't really gotten to listing them yet, just energy weapons.
In what form?
I don't think we even need to define it. What we did was assemble all the pictures, evidence that we trusted, and just going through the evidence, just looking at it, because at that point what sort of motivated this paper was, wait, we've been told this story, that story, that story, let's wipe the slate clean and start over. Let's see what evidence we do believe instead of relying on this rumor mill. You know, we're told about molten metal, but nobody's ever seen a picture of these rivers of molten metal. Let's see if we can find any pictures of it. Let's see what we can see. And so I started just looking through pictures and pictures and pictures. What were they telling me? What's the evidence?
Okay.
And what categories of information? And you start putting these categories of information together, and it starts building in one direction and eliminating various other possibilities.
Okay. Well, I mean, no matter what the beam that is used in this situation will involve, I guess the term you use is dustification of metal, or I guess another way you could get rid of it.
Better than work.
Is yeah, might as well, right?
Right, poof, yeah.
Yeah, or the vaporization of the metal in the towers, one or the other. Have you done any energy calculations at all to get a scale for what is involved for doing that?
Yeah, but we don't need to get distracted by those values. If you look at the pictures and look at the scrap pile, what it's all done with, mm-hmm. is there any question that, you know, the building was pulverized?
Well, I do have some questions, but, you know, I've come up with an energy scale for the problem. If you use, like, say, a photon beam, a laser beam of some kind, mm-hmm. You run into some problems, and namely, the amount of energy required to evaporate the steel in the towers is...
Wait, you're specifying evaporation.
Sure.
What about dustification? Is that what we're talking about?
You want to talk about dustification?
Pulverizing the building, just turning the building contents into nano dust, we'll call it.
Okay.
Just, you're pulverizing it.
Right now, I don't know, has this been done in the laboratory? Has anything been done that would turn steel into dust?
Mm-hmm.
What?
There is types of energy.
What kind of energy?
You put something in your microwave oven and leave it on there extra long until mm-hmm. what happens to it.
That's food, right? That's not
or
metal.
Or something else. Oh,
if you put metal in a microwave, it's reflect off of it.
I haven't tried a fork in there. You're not supposed to, but I'm waiting for somebody else to do it.
Yeah, see what happens. You know, it's kind of fun. Also, if you burn a disc, like a CD or something, mm-hmm. stick it in the microwave, it makes a nice little show for you, so you might try that. It's kind of a fun thing to do. But the thing is, I don't know of a way to dustify steel in any situation. And, you know, there...
Well, let's talk about physical principles.
Okay.
If you... heat steel, or take some particular kind of element and heat it in a particular with a particular vapor pressure.
Okay.
It evaporates.
It evaporates. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about physical principles now. It will evaporate.
Right.
So if you have enough temperature, enough energy, you can quickly put a lot of energy into something, it'll go poof.
It will evaporate, yes.
And if you do that to one surface, maybe the surface right below there, it doesn't necessarily do the same thing to, because there's a different process going on from the direct hit to the indirect hit.
That depends on the heat conduction of what you're trying to
evaporate. No, not heat conduction. We're talking about an effect on a molecule. Why does the paper towel in your microwave oven not burn?
Because it doesn't have water in it.
Right. It does. So the energy does one thing to paper, does another thing to water.
That's because microwaves are absorbed by water, and the paper in the towel is not absorbed by water.
Right.
That has to do with the resonant energy of water.
Right.
Yes.
So if you have some kind of energy you can put into a particular element that excites that particular element.
If you excite an element, you're talking on the order of scales of EV to excite the electrons. If you're talking about a crystal, then you're talking about the bonding energies associated with that crystal. Okay. So if you're talking about steel...
Hang on. There's a slide where I present this information that I've started using. First you figure out what happened, then you figure out how it happened, then maybe why it happened, then who did it. But you got to start and do it in that order. You got to figure out what happened.
Okay.
What happened doesn't depend on what you know about. And here's the example I gave, the talk I gave in Seattle is, let's say you know of a slingshot, a BB gun, and, firecracker. That's all you know about. So you can only pick from those if you're going to describe what happened to the Twin Towers. Does that make sense?
If you don't know that, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Well,
figuring out what happened first, then how it happened is down the road.
Okay, I mean, can we talk about your analysis on what happened?
That's really where we are right
okay.
now. Is what happened.
Right.
We don't know.
That's
we don't
great.
Know the serial number on the gizmo that was used, or you know what assembly line came off of. Or.
Okay. So one thing that is kind of puzzling to me is that you had calculated the ratio of a building that was the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
right? And you looked at the ratio that you know kind of. The ratio of before collapse height to the ratio of after collapse height.
Not the height, the mass. These are approximate numbers, ballpark numbers.
You come up with 12% or something like that, right? For the before and after collapse height.
There's, let's see, 30 feet, I remember. It's been a long time since I looked at those numbers.
Okay.
In the kingdom, I think it was 30 feet, and I think it's like 250 originally.
Well, I have the number, and you quote on your website as it being, it could be 12 point something percent,
well,
but it was about 12%.
That page is in the most rough state possible. You can probably see kind of just half done. We haven't
okay.
touched that one really since I first started posting
okay.
it. So I'm not even familiar with the numbers now because it's been so long since
okay.
I looked at it.
That's fair enough.
I haven't done the triple, double checking, but... I've looked at general trends, and the general trends, you have a 30 times difference in potential energy. That
yes.
was the biggest thing I'm focusing on. Now, looking at the rubble pile when you're all done with, let's look at the pictures. You know, exact number, who cares? Let's look at the pictures. You have these little people, look like little tiny ants, this huge, you know, outer edge of the kingdom.
Correct.
And if you recall, at the World Trade Center, when they had... they're looking for survivors, they had the rescue workers.
Yes.
They walked horizontally.
Yes.
And they were pulled down.
Right.
They didn't have to climb up over, you know, many times their height.
So in that ratio, you know, if you do look at the numbers and you use your analysis for the kingdom.
Which numbers?
You on your website, you had stated a certain average height of the kingdom before collapse, and
the centroid,
a certain height.
The centroid of just the outer shape. And
yes.
it really would have been lower if you look at the actual, I was looking at easy to find numbers, but the error
mm-hmm.
would be in favor of, it would make the 30 times
mm-hmm.
a bigger number.
Oh, it would even make it bigger
oh, yeah,
than the 12%.
Because I have it, it's too high already.
I see.
It's actually okay. low because the roof is very thin.
Yes, it is.
And so if I'm saying just from the shape, you have a cylinder with this spherical cap on it, and I'm saying it all is the same, you know, weight per volume.
Yes.
And that top part's really thin.
Yes.
You're giving it too much benefit, so that's making it
correct.
Centroid.
And I agree with that. I definitely
right.
agree that that's a good
so,
way to do it.
So the error is in, you know, the 30 is a low number.
Right.
So
now that on the rim of that, where you take the after collapse height. The rim is mainly concrete, right? Like the structural concrete.
I'm not talking about the whole volume of things.
I understand.
There's quite a lot of places where somebody measured that. I didn't measure it according to the reference that I provided.
Yes.
That's the number they gave.
Okay.
Then I look at the comparative height.
Mm-hmm.
The towers were a whole lot taller to begin with.
Yes, of course.
Like four times or so.
The towers were 110 floors, roughly 12 feet, and so they were about 1,350 feet tall.
1,368.
Yes.
But I'm trying to. I don't remember exactly what the equivalent stories is of the other one to compare.
Well, if you take your collapse ratio and say it's 12%
of
the height, then it would be 13 or 14 floors that you had come up with on the debris height.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you did.
I haven't looked over that page
at
all, and it's half.
I'm just trying to refresh your memory.
Okay.
On it.
So, but I thought I'd made some equivalent how many floors the 250 feet was worth at the kingdom. But in any case, so if it's 13 or 14 floors, if you start looking around the site, is there anything that's that tall?
No, but it didn't collapse in on its footprint either.
True. Why didn't it?
Where
did it collapse?
Where did it collapse? It collapsed in a radius six times its footprint.
Six times its footprint?
Yes.
I think it actually, if you want to count its material, it's probably like, oh, million times its footprint? Maybe it went in the upper atmosphere. You know, where do you stop counting it? You know, and is it, you know, a mile away, the dust was an inch deep?
I mean, you can take any kind of distribution you want. The rough radius was roughly, makes an area of 6 times bigger. If you look at the debris coming down off of that building.
But what are you calling debris? Are you calling this nanoparticles? And then if so...
Nanoparticles.
Or, you know, the very, very ultra-fine dust that's in the upper atmosphere for months.
The dust was an average of 70 microns large.
It wasn't
that small.
Wait, which dust?
Of all the dust in the that was sampled by USGC.
But what they sampled, did they sample the stuff in the upper atmosphere?
I didn't see a lot of dust go up into the upper atmosphere. I saw it all come down first, and then it spread out at that point. So as it's coming
down, maybe you should review the pictures.
I have reviewed the pictures.
So in the video I have of the kingdom, right where the roof height is,
yes,
that's about the highest the dust comes up. When the thing goes poof, it goes down, it goes out sideways. It doesn't go up in the upper atmosphere. And then if you look at, Jim's pictures you showed tonight, the fingers coming up, they go up and up and up.
A lot of that was the oxygen star fire that was going up into the upper atmosphere.
Because
it was there even during the collapse.
There was some smoke bombs going off.
Well, there was. My point is not really what it was, but it was there before and after the collapse.
So after the collapse, you have these ultra-fine dust going in the upper atmosphere. How long does that oxygen star fire survive in the upper atmosphere?
How do you know it was ultra-fine dust, and what do you mean by that?
Why is it going up?
Because of the hot air. I mean, it's not really the issue. I mean, we were talking about the radius of the collapse field.
Have you seen some of the satellite images where it's like...
I've got pictures right here.
It covers like the East Coast, the Eastern Seaboard.
Right. Eventually it does because of diffusion and just the heat of the energy being expelled will make that expand out. Okay. Now, if you look at this...
Does it expand out or go directly out?
There's one picture. That's taken off your website.
Thank you. This is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
It goes straight up. Imagine that.
Well, that was smoke that was there before the collapse.
Wait, down here on the 50th floor? Or 40th floor? I thought the fire was, up at the 80th floor. Oh, sorry. I thought the fire was up at the 80th floor.
Well, I know all that dust that's in that picture right there. That dust was there before the collapse because that's the smoke coming from the fire.
No, but this is a 40-story building, so this is like emanating. It appears from like the 50th floor.
What's emanating from the 50th floor?
The stuff that's going up.
How do you know the stuff emanating from the 50th floor is going up? You can't tell.
It's not going down.
There's a lot of stuff going down in that picture.
Right,
that's my whole point.
You just got around the circle. You were saying it was there before the tower went poof. But the tower was in good condition up till like 70th floor or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it wasn't that high.
I didn't see a fire down here.
Could we go back to the original point? I mean,
but this is what you're asking about here.
I'm asking about the radius that the debris falls on the ground.
Wait a minute, because this wasn't working for you. You wanted to change to another subject. Let's see what this one. See,
no.
Here comes the dust is going straight up. Well, that's where we came from, because you were saying the dust all went down, and I was saying the dust goes up. And I'm using this picture to emphasize that it goes up. Here's about where the 50th floor would be. That's a 40-story building. The 50th floor is probably right around there, and it looks like all the stuff coming up is coming from that. So where's the rest of the building? Wait a minute. You're saying it burned up in 4 seconds? 5 seconds?
No, I didn't say the building burned up. I said there was smoke from the fires that went up.
But if there were some fires, fires were up here. And this is 50 stories. So where would that make 110 stories? Like up here?
It wouldn't be that high, no.
Well, we don't see the bottom of the building.
But you know roughly what the width of the building is, that ratio.
There's somewhere up here, off page.
The width of the building is 200 meters and the height is like 1,300 meters.
1,368, and we don't see the bottom here. The bottom's down there somewhere. So if this is a 40-story building here, let's get this building, we don't see the bottom, it's probably about that big. That's now we're up to 8th floor. So it's going to be about somewhere in there.
Okay.
So if you have something up here, and that's where the fire was, why is the smoke coming from down here? Is that smoke, why would it be coming from down here?
I don't know why smoke is coming from down here.
And where did this part of the building go?
From that picture, it looks like a lot of it goes down.
Where is it going down?
Well, you don't see any parts of the building going down there?
Well, I see that we have about one-third of the building left. And two-thirds of the building is missing. And it's not enough volume of this snowball, I call it, to count for two-thirds of the building.
So what's going down? Is there any debris falling?
I don't see anything that's really falling.
You don't see any debris falling from the buildings?
I see a round snowball. I call this a snowball.
It's
nice round and it's light colored.
Okay, so there's no debris falling in that picture.
I didn't say no debris.
Oh, how much debris? What debris is falling in that picture?
I see some... I don't have a magnifying glass, sorry.
Oh, is that small? You can't tell what's falling from the picture?
Below this point here, I don't really see much of any difference. This looks like a building in good health. There's a little bit of a cloud of haze there, but I don't see any major material, and the building is still completely intact from this point down at that moment, below the snowball.
So you really don't see any falling debris there?
Are you asking these questions for sincere, honest purposes?
I really am. This is sincere. I mean, I see falling debris in that picture, and I'm wondering, I can't fathom why you don't see falling debris in that picture. It's hard for me to understand. Maybe I don't understand what exactly you're trying to say.
I'm not saying there's absolutely no debris, because somebody may have had some cuttings on the windowsill that fell off, and they might be falling down. But it's not a significant volume of material.
I see. Okay.
Because if this snowball right here is about a little bit, it's bigger than the width of the building, and about that same mountain height. So it's a little bit wider, so you can't say it's the density of the building.
No, you can't say it's the density of the building.
It's less dense. So we're missing two-thirds of the building already.
Yes.
Where did it go?
I don't know. I saw it go down, but maybe I don't remember seeing the videos right or something.
But I don't see it below that point.
Yeah, that's because this is a film. This is a picture shot before the whole building collapsed. It's during the collapse.
If it was a collapse, I would expect to see the material piled up. If it was going to be a collapse, this is like two-thirds of the building. How compact might that be?
Now, remember the ratio of the building is 200 meters wide by 130 meters tall. Okay?
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
When you have this perspective of, depth of the picture, I'm just going by, this is a 40-story building.
Yes.
And its bottom is below the picture. That's 40 stories, so 110 is up to here.
Uh-huh.
So between here and here, you have a whole lot of building to account for.
Yes.
And it's 207 or 208 feet wide, all the way up to that point. But it still is two-thirds the height.
The width is two-thirds the height?
No. The amount that's missing is two-thirds of the height.
Okay. All right.
It's missing, and this snowball can't account for it all. Where'd it go?
Well, I'm not sure if that accounts for it all. I saw a lot of debris go down from that building, and based on that picture, it seems plausible to me that most of the building is within that debris.
Was there a pyroclastic flow that happened?
Mm-mm.
It hasn't gotten down to any point to flow anywhere yet. It's just this material here is all that's left except for what's gone up.
So is the pyroclastic flow included in the debris moving out?
I wouldn't really call it the pyroclastic flow. I would call this explosions.
Yeah.
This part of the building is being exploded out.
Well, you were both disagreeing on the amount of debris, how far it went away.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if you include that as debris moving away from the building.
Okay, what I'm saying is there's not much building left.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, you know, I'm not saying exactly what radius it goes to. You have inch deep dust a mile or two away. Do you count that? It gets spread all over the place. But what I see in those pictures, we don't have much building left. It has yet to hit the ground.
Okay.
Glad you brought this. This is my favorite picture.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad. Well, I mean, I guess that accounts for why you put it on your website. Okay. All right. So, for any kind of beam weapon, okay, to annihilate the steel or anything like that, you would have to pump in a certain amount of energy to do that.
Depends on what wavelength or wavelengths you're going to use.
The energy doesn't depend on the wavelength.
It does to the extent of how efficient that energy is with that material.
Okay. All right, so if you pump in, say, laser light to heat the building up.
I think of how much energy it takes to heat a cup of coffee in my microwave versus heat that same water on the stove. Different amounts of energy.
True. That's because we know that the microwave is exciting the resonant energy of the water to
mm-hmm.
heat your coffee.
The heat is exciting the water, too.
Right, but it still takes the same amount of energy to heat that coffee, no matter how much energy
you lose.
But
it's a lot less efficient.
Okay, if you assume that you don't lose any energy at all, okay, and you vaporize steel, you can calculate what energy is involved in vaporizing steel. It doesn't matter how you do
yes,
it.
Yes, it does.
No, it would only increase the number.
How about if you heat the wire up by putting a resistance across it versus putting a fire next to it?
The minimum amount of energy to evaporate a wire by fire, by electric current, by anything.
We're not talking about evaporation. This is like kind of being silly. You start out with talking about dustification, then you talking about beam energy, then it's about vaporization.
This is not me. This is from your website. This is you saying these things.
I'm talking about the data on my website.
Okay.
I'm not making calculations for how much it took for anything, because I don't think we should get distracted with that.
Conservation of energy is not a distraction.
Is this pulverized?
I see falling debris there. Now maybe it's not. Maybe that's a different picture or something of something else. I don't know.
The building's pulverized. And you see when the story's over with at the end of the day, you don't have much building left anywhere. Buildings are gone. Like, let's look at Building 6, for example. You get these big holes with nothing in them. Where did the material go?
If you melted down all this steel in the
concrete... Wait.
No, I'm just going to make
Where'd
an example.
Where'd it go?
If you melt down all this steel in the...
You're changing the subject.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. If you bear with me, you'll see that I'm not. In the top 110 floors of the building, if you melted down the steel, okay, into its footprint, it would only be 6 feet tall. It'd be one slab, the cross-sectional area of the building,
How about the concrete?
6 feet tall.
How about the bookcase and so forth? It'd be more than 6 feet tall.
Not much. Not if you melted it all down. Okay, I'm just saying that is the amount of
steel.
That is the amount of steel in the building. So those buildings really were mostly empty space by volume. So you have to do some analysis.
Is dust denser than solid steel, or is it less?
Of course not. It's much
less
dense.
So how much should we have?
How much of what should we have? Of steel or of concrete?
This is not productive. It's not educational.
It's educational for me.
What's the subject now? Is it steel? Is it concrete? Or is it dust?
You choose, please.
This is a game that you're playing.
I'm really not playing a game. I'm just trying to figure out what it is you had on your website. I'm just asking questions regarding...
What is your question?
All right. Ask
the question, and we stay on that subject through the whole sentence.
Through the whole sentence,
mm-hmm.
See
if you can handle that.
Okay, I'll see if I can handle that. Okay. Let's see. All right. The buildings collapsed in a larger area than their footprint. Would you agree with that statement or not?
No.
No.
They did not collapse.
How big was a debris field?
We covered that already.
What was your answer? I didn't catch your answer.
Couldn't there be an answer that they collapsed and they were pulverized at the same time? Both things happened?
That's very misleading. Collapse.
We've got to wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
You can't say one or the other, because in my view, I see a lot of pulverization, but I see a little bit of collapse, too.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very, very much for clarifying some of these issues, and I certainly have learned a lot here. I think the people that will view this video will have learned a lot as well. But thank you very much.
To see how welcoming I am to questions,
mm-hmm.
to play games.
I don't think it was a game. It wasn't a game to me. So, but I do appreciate your time and your patience for answering my questions. Thank you.
Oh, you want the picture? Good.
Well, sure.
Can you study it?